Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: Works, Labors, and Services. Chapter 14. The simplicity associated with doing good works or walking in the good works that God beforehand prepared. Up to this chapter, we have considered that some of the main aspects for classifying or categorizing works are: 1. The distinction and the previous and continuous practice of the work of faith in Christ for justification and salvation before the other works resulting from the justification and salvation received. 2. The distinction and the previous and continuous practice of the so-called first works before or together with the works that follow the first ones. 3. The choice of the present and future purpose because of which a person does works. 4. The choice of because of whom a person performs the works one does or whom one chooses to worship or serve in what one does. 5. The choice of the means by which a person seeks to carry out the works, labors, or services that one intends to practice or with which one intends to cooperate. And looking at the aspects above and that the practice or accomplishment of works also extends to the labors and the services that a person performs in every moment of one's life, it may even seem that the understanding of doing works according to the will of God is very complex or difficult to be achieved. Nevertheless, and although there are several aspects above that add up in the categorization of works, all of them, in reality, always converge to the same points, which essentially are: maintaining faith in Christ as Lord and maintaining continuous fellowship with the Lord to be taught, guided, strengthened, and protected by Him in the practice of works, labors, and services in the most diverse areas of life. When the Scriptures expand the theme of good works prepared beforehand by God for us to walk in them and teach us how to do them, they show us the most diverse angles from which we can and should seek to do it. However, at the same time, they always revolve around the need to keep ourselves in fellowship with the Lord and the direction He gives us from this fellowship and through the Holy Spirit. The life that God offers people to be lived in Christ Jesus is to be lived in Christ and through Christ in everything, and this aspect also demonstrates its simplicity. If a Christian just allows the Lord, each new day, to teach how to listen to His voice and receives the instruction of Christ in the most diverse areas of one's life, the Lord Himself teaches how the Christian can discern what is appropriate to choose to practice and what should be rejected. Matthew 11, 29. Take My yoke upon you and learn from Me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. There are many detailed aspects in the Scriptures about doing works because there are also many possibilities for people to do them. However, while the Scriptures teach us about the multiplicity of works and ways to do them, they repeatedly converge to highlight that God's will is for all people to choose to live and walk in all things in Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 2, 3-6. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. If a person, merely in one's natural mind, looks at the many works that can be presented before him or her in the world and the various aspects for discerning them, their high quantity, in several respects, can be frightening indeed. However, if an individual believes in the Lord Jesus and that He will teach, guide, and uphold him or her, one will be able to advance daily in peace in the Lord to what He gradually leads and instructs this Christian. Psalms 33, 20. Our soul waits for the Lord, He is our help and our shield. When a person remains in Christ, one is even protected by the Lord from the opposition of the enemy exemplified in the following two texts. 2 Corinthians 11:3. But I fear, lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. James 4, 7. Therefore submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Therefore, the central question of simplicity in the whole life of a Christian in the world, also in the matter of works, labors, and services, is for one to remain in Christ Jesus and allow the Lord to go ahead of him or her, manifesting the way to be followed and preparing the one who believes in him for the accomplishment of good works in this same path. 1 Corinthians 15, 57-58. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.